But here's a veteran of the Vietnam War who's going to tell us about the violence of war, Reverend Tom Hutchins. Give him a big hand. Power to the people.
God bless you.
Power to the people.
Power to the people.
In this season of uncertainty, as war rages wildly like a rash of brush fires everywhere, as economic fortunes rise and fall like the tide, as social and domestic issues such as health care and social security and unemployment, crime and police brutality all filter across our minds like things crawling around in the dark. As the temperature rises along with tempests, as we face another season of confrontation on these streets,
yes,
we must ask ourselves,
yes,
what kind of world do we want?
That's right, that's right.
What kind of environment and community,
that's right,
do we want as opposed to what others want for us?
That's right.
Some days ago, my mind harkened back to a time when there really was such a thing as a black community. You see, in a true community, people know and acknowledge one another. In a true community, there is a sense of belonging and secureness. In a true community, there is support and encouragement. Not isolation, not polarization. Not too long ago, you knew your neighbor, and your neighbor knew you.
That's right. Tell like it is, brother.
Not too long ago, children could play together in safety on the streets in front of their own house. Not too long ago, all folks could sit and sun themselves on their own porches. Not too long ago, you knew the policeman who patrolled your neighborhood on foot on a first name basis.
That's right.
That's right.
Not too long ago, you knew who the mailman was.
That's right.
You knew who the paper boy was. You knew who the milkman was.
That's right.
Not too long ago, you knew the merchant at the mom and pop store.
Yeah.
You knew who the butcher was and the vegetable man. You knew who the guy who came down the street to pick up all things. Not too long ago, you had a real community. Now you have a war zone. Now you have a hellhole that these young folks call a hood. Now you have a place where bullets fly and lives go up in a puff of smoke. Now you have disease crawling the streets and madness lurking behind every stair. Now you have turf and territory instead of a neighborhood and a community. Now you have cliques and gangs and mobs who carve up a dead community as their spoil. You have children with no look of hope on their faces and no gleam of a childlike wonder in their eye, because they're all grown up at 10 years old. Now you've got some real, real horror on your hands. Beloved, I submit to you today that we need not go to Baghdad to find war, because we are at war right here. We are at war with that which desires to destroy our very souls. We are at war with hate within the walls of our own village. We are at war with ignorance as it tries to drag down our children in the undertow of a current so strong that it will eventually drown them all. We are at war with apathy and complacency as those of us who find ourselves just a little bit better off than the guy stealing our car We shake our heads with my Bigelow and Mina Doll. We're at war with our young men and young women who are marking time on the street corners, selling death, suicide, and self-destruction. We're at war with teenage prostitution and little boys who fancy themselves as pimps. We're at war with education systems that methodically dumb down our babies and label them failures before they reach the third grade. We're at war with bloodthirsty foreclosure vipers who prowl our streets, snatching that house from grandma because she can't read the fine print. Yes. Oh yes, homies, we are indeed at war.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Some then would ask, how do we secure peace in such times and under such conditions? How do we find answers and grab solutions to these overwhelming situations that plague us? Do we have one more rally? One more march? One more treaty? One more conference on gang violence? Some other familiar topic? What do we do to stop the hemorrhaging? What do we do to stop the bleeding? How do we stop the rotting stench of death that we seem to have gotten so comfortable with? Why do we have to think twice about putting on a red or a blue shirt? Why do I have to be afraid at 57 years old to admonish a 5-year-old baby for fear that he will go home, get his 15-year-old brother who will gun me down for dissing him?
That's right, that's right. Power, power.
What kind of madness?
Power.
What kind of insanity is this? Or as they say, whose nightmare is this?
Oh, that's high.
Who do we turn to? Do we turn to politicians and elected officials who are mired down by bureaucracy and backroom politics?
Bring that.
Do we turn to our religious and our church community that seems to be so alienated from us that it's become some kind of exclusive club where members can go and hang out with the Holy Ghost while the hood goes to hell? Who do we turn to? Do we turn to burnt out and weary organizations struggling on life support? Do we turn to the local black elite with their degrees and their corporate citizenship? Do we turn to the OGs and the young street lords for advice? Who do we turn to?
Who, brother?
You bring that talk, brother.
There used to be a time when we used to turn to our elders, to our elders for guidance. There used to be a time when the preacher and the teacher's words really meant something to us. There used to be a time when we were listening to mama and daddy. That was the thing to do.
Mama and daddy.
Beloved, in order for there to be a community, there must be structure.
That's right.
There must be a functioning entity based on order and civility. There must be fertile ground in which to plant seeds that grow into roots that run long and deep and can anchor our people. For we have become transient and nomadic, where even in slavery, it seems that there was more of a permanence of community than we're experiencing today.
Don't say it.
Don't say it.
In the name of God. Wow, that was powerful.
I don't even know who my people are anymore. Do we know just how bad things are? Do we even care? Have we become so numb and so insensitive and so blind until it doesn't matter anyway?
That's right.
Beloved, I would like to think not. I truly would like to think not. I would like to think that the seeds sown by the kings and the Garveys still have roots buried deep in our hearts and souls.
Yes, sir.
I would like to believe that our hearts still ache for the suffering of our people. I like to think that we are still moved by action, by horrors we're seeing visited upon us all over this land. I would like to believe that we still care about each other as a people.
That's right, brother.
I leave you with this.
Leave it.
Last Monday, CNN ran a story out of LA about a police shooting. It seems that a so-called routine traffic stop turned into a chase. And after being chased and cornered, the alleged perpetrator's vehicle was surrounded by police, who subsequently fired over 90 rounds of bullets into the vehicle point blank. They shot so many times until they began to shoot each other. This, mind you, was all caught on a police videotape. By the grace of God. Did you hear what I said? I said, by the grace of God. This brother, out of 90 bullets, only caught four.
That's right.
When they took him out of that vehicle, he was still standing. And they got mad and threw him on the ground because he wasn't dead.
Oh, that's power. Woo. Man,
Beloved, we're at war in our streets with an enemy that has many faces and takes many forms.
That's right.
Every year this time, just like the sun coming up, we hear the same thing. Summer's coming. Better get ready. Get ready for more murder and more mayhem. It's going to be hot this year. We all seem resigned to those declarations of defeat. We all seem to have no problem going to places like Paris, Wiggums, Cotton's, for the homegoing service.
Talk about it.
For the homegoing service.
Talk about it.
Or somebody who just got here 15 years ago. We don't mind going there.
We don't mind. Talk about it. This is awful. Talk about it.
We have no problem watching the police sweep up young folks off the streets like so much trash to be dumped in a garbage can called a prison. We don't have a problem with that.
No problem.
We have no problem watching both young and old become infected with the deadly social diseases that are decimating our numbers.
13% is our children.
If these things are so,
that's right.
Then we are a dead people waiting to be buried.
Dead man,
did you hear what I said? We are a dead people waiting to be buried.
That's right.
But hear me now. I believe in my heart of hearts that the divinely inspired journey of the African in this land
is
far from over. I believe that we have been called for such a time as this.
Yes.
Just as God called a reluctant Moses
to
put up every objection why he shouldn't lead his people. Just as God called an angry Jeremiah to bring 40 years of news to Israel. As Jeremiah cursed his own mother. Just as God called a hard-headed Jonah spending time in the belly of a whale for refusing to obey God. Beloved, God has called us.
He's called us
to be light and salt.
Yes, he has.
Called us to be our brother's keepers.
Yes, he has.
Called us to stand in the gap.
Yes, he
called us to tell Pharaoh that he had better recognize. He has called us. And he will continue to call us
That's right.
until his will
That's right.
is done. God bless you.
Okay.